Divine Office. Office of Readings. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
Is to I love you, Lord. You are my strength.
I love you, Lord. You are my strength.
I love you, Lord. My strength, my rock, my fortress, my savior. My God is the rock where I take refuge, my shield, my mighty help, my stronghold. The Lord is worthy of all praise. When I call, I am saved from my foes. The waves of death rose about me. The torrents of destruction assailed me. The snares of the grave entangled me. The traps of death confronted me. In my anguish, I called to the Lord. I cried to my God for help. From his temple, he heard my voice. My cry came to his ears. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
I love you, Lord. You are my strength.
The Lord has saved me. He wanted me for his own.
The Lord has saved me. He wanted me for his own.
Then the earth reeled and rocked. The mountains were shaken to their base. They reeled at his terrible anger. Smoke came forth from his nostrils and scorching fire from his mouth. Coals were set ablaze by its heat. He lowered the heavens and came down, a black cloud under his feet. He came enthroned on the cherubim. He flew on the wings of the wind. He made the darkness his covering, the dark waters of the clouds his tent. A brightness shone out before him with hailstones and flashes of fire. The Lord thundered in the heavens. The Most High let his voice be heard. He shot his arrows, scattered the foe, flashed his lightnings, and put them to flight. The bed of the ocean was revealed. The foundations of the world were laid bare at the thunder of your threat, O Lord, at the blast of the breath of your anger. From on high he reached down and seized me. He drew me forth from the mighty waters. He snatched me from my powerful foe, from my enemies whose strength I could not match. They assailed me in the day of my misfortune, but the Lord was my support. He brought me forth into freedom. He saved me because he loved me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
The Lord has saved me. He wanted me for his own.
Lord, kindle a light for my guidance, and scatter my darkness.
Lord, kindle a light for my guidance, and scatter my darkness.
He rewarded me because I was just, repaid me for my hands were clean. For I have kept the way of the Lord, and have not fallen away from my God. For his judgments are all before me. I have never neglected his commands. I have always been upright before him. I have kept myself from guilt. He repaid me because I was just, and my hands were clean in his eyes. You are loving with those who love you. You show yourself perfect with the perfect. With the sincere you show yourself sincere, but the cunning you outdo in cunning. For you save a humble people, but humble the eyes that are proud. You, O Lord, are my lamp, my God who lightens my darkness. With you, I can break through any barrier. With my God, I can scale any wall. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Lord God, our strength and salvation, put in us the flame of your love, and make our love for you grow to a perfect love which reaches to our neighbor.
Lord, kindle a light for my guidance, and scatter my darkness.
Blessed are those who hear the word of God
and cherish it in their hearts.
From the book of the prophet Zechariah. Thus says the Lord, my wrath is kindled against the shepherds, and I will punish the leaders. For the Lord of hosts will visit his flock, the house of Judah, and make them his stately war horse. From him shall come leader and chief, from him warrior's bow and every officer. They shall all be warriors, trampling the mire of the streets in battle. They shall wage war because the Lord is with them, and shall put the horsemen to rout. I will strengthen the house of Judah, the house of Joseph I will save. I will bring them back, because I have mercy on them. They shall be as though I had never cast them off, for I am the Lord, their God, and I will hear them. Then Ephraim shall be valiant men, and their hearts shall be cheered as by wine. Their children shall see it and be glad. Their hearts shall rejoice in the Lord. I will whistle for them to come together, and when I redeem them, they will be as numerous as before. I sowed them among the nations, yet in distant lands they remember me. They shall rear their children and return. I will bring them back from the land of Egypt and gather them from Assyria. I will bring them into Gilead and into Lebanon, but these shall not suffice them. I will cross over to Egypt and smite the waves of the seas, and all the depths of the Nile shall be dried up. The pride of Assyria shall be cast down, and the scepter of Egypt taken away. I will strengthen them in the Lord, and they shall walk in his name, says the Lord. Open your doors, Lebanon, that the fire may devour your cedars. Well, you cypress trees, for the cedars are fallen, the mighty have been despoiled. Well, you oaks of Bashan, for the impenetrable fortress is cut down. Hark, the wailing of the shepherds, their glory has been ruined. Hark, the roaring of the young lions. The jungle of the Jordan is laid waste. The word of the Lord. I shall restore them because I have compassion on them, for I am the Lord their God.
Their hearts shall rejoice in the Lord.
On that day, the Lord of hosts shall be a crown of glory, a brilliant diadem for the remnant of his people.
Their hearts shall rejoice in the Lord.
From a sermon by St. Augustine, Bishop. Stretching out his hand over his disciples, the Lord Christ declared, "Here are my mother and my brothers. Anyone who does the will of my Father, who sent me, is my brother and my sister and my mother." I would urge you to ponder these words. Did the Virgin Mary, who believed by faith and conceived by faith, who was the chosen one from whom our Savior was born among men, who was created by Christ before Christ was created in her, did she not do the will of the Father? Indeed, the Blessed Mary certainly did the Father's will, and so it was for her a greater thing to have been Christ's disciple than to have been his mother, and she was more blessed in her discipleship than in her motherhood. Hers was the happiness of first bearing in her womb him whom she would obey as her master. Now, listen and see if the words of Scripture do not agree with what I have said. The Lord was passing by, and crowds were following him. His miracles gave proof of divine power, and a woman cried out, "Happy is the womb that bore you! Blessed is that womb!" But the Lord, not wishing people to seek happiness in a purely physical relationship, replied, More blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Mary heard God's word and kept it, and so she is blessed. She kept God's truth in her mind, a nobler thing than carrying his body in her womb. The truth and the body were both Christ. He was kept in Mary's mind, insofar as he is truth. He was carried in her womb, insofar as he is man. But what is kept in the mind is of a higher order than what is carried in the womb. The Virgin Mary is both holy and blessed, and yet the Church is greater than she. Mary is a part of the Church, a member of the Church, a holy and eminent, the most eminent member, but still only a member of the entire body. The body undoubtedly is greater than she, one of its members. This body has the Lord for its head, and head and body together make up the whole Christ. In other words, our head is divine. Our head is God. Now, beloved, give me your whole attention, for you also are members of Christ. You also are the body of Christ. Consider how you yourselves can be among those of whom the Lord said, "Here are my mother and my brothers." Do you wonder how you can be the mother of Christ? He himself said, "Whoever hears and fulfills the will of my Father in heaven is my brother and my sister and my mother." As for our being the brothers and sisters of Christ, we can understand this because although there is only one inheritance and Christ is the only Son, his mercy would not allow him to remain alone. It was his wish that we too should be heirs of the Father and co-heirs with himself. Now, having said that all of you are brothers of Christ, shall I not dare to call you his mother? Much less would I dare to deny his own words. Tell me how Mary became the mother of Christ if it was not by giving birth to the members of Christ. You to whom I am speaking are the members of Christ. Of whom were you born? Of Mother Church, I hear the reply of your hearts. You became sons of this mother at your baptism. You came to birth then as members of Christ. Now you in turn must draw to the font of baptism as many as you possibly can. You became sons when you were born there yourselves. And now by bringing others to birth in the same way, you have it in your power to become the mothers of Christ. I will cry out with joy to the Lord. My soul will rejoice in my God.
For he has clothed me with a robe of salvation, like a bride adorned with her jewels.
My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior.
For he has clothed me with a robe of salvation, like a bride adorned with her jewels.
Let us pray. As we venerate the glorious memory of the Most Holy Virgin Mary, grant, we pray, O Lord, through her intercession, that we too may merit to receive from the fullness of your grace. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.